Hi, I'm Meg Van Lohuizen. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. It's hoped new nanoparticle technology could soon help protect sheep against fly strike. University of Queensland researchers are trialling the tiny silica capsules, which release insecticide over a long period of time. Rural reporter Rhiannon Solomon-Marin caught up with head of the project, Dr. Peter James, to find out more.
Sheep fly strike is a long-standing, long-time disease problem in sheep. It's estimated to cost the industry more than $170 million a year these days. And of course, it has nasty impacts on the sheep. The larvae basically start to feed on the outside of the tissues of the animal, which causes stress to the animal and production loss.
So I understand you're hoping to harness a new technology to try and solve this for farmers.
As I'm sure you're aware, nanotechnology is starting to be used in many, many areas of medicine. Not so much veterinary science yet, but that's growing as well, and for all sorts of applications. So what we were seeking to do was to use nanotechnology to extend the period of protection that could be realised from treatment of sheep.
And how would these particles work?
These particles are actually produced from silica, which in the environment breaks down to dust, and they're formed of a shell with pores in it, which carries the chemical and can release it over an extended period of time. These particles are also a little bit different in that they've got spikes of silica on the outside, and these spikes are good because it helps the chemical to either attach to the extracellular cuticle of the blowfly larvae, or also to persist in the wool a little bit longer. One of the other particular benefits of this is that there's a lot of chemicals out there that aren't used for fly strike control, and even natural compounds aren't used for fly strike control because they don't last long enough in the field. So what we're hoping we might also be able to do is to extend the number of chemical groups that become practically useful for control in the field.
What's the next sort of step for this research? Will you soon start testing it on actual sheep or moving it out into trialling it among other farmers?
So what we've done to date is we've used the test formulations to treat wool in the laboratory. Then we've weathered the wool outside and then tested it over periods of time to see how long the protection extends. And we know that doing that, we get quite significantly increased periods of protection against blowfly larvae. We've already also put it onto sheep and run the sheep in the field and then done the same thing, brought the wool in, and we got a similar increase in periods of protection. And as I said, this is quite important in terms of basically giving a longer-term protection of the sheep against fly strike and also reducing labour inputs to control it.
That was rural reporter Rhiannon Solomon-Marin speaking with University of Queensland's Dr. Peter James. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Meg Van Lohuizen. Have a great day.